Terrific.
Okay.
Well done. Jeez.
Like, you know, they wanted me to do 5 hours. I'd be completely crazy. I just don't love my stuff that much. I'm more, you know what I'm interested in? What I'm going to type tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that interests me. The next poem, the next fucking line. What's past is past. I don't want to linger over it and read it and play with it and jolly it up. It's gone. It's done.
But what about things like post office or women? Do you look ever
that's
look back?
That's gone. No, that's gone. It's over. The writing itself is the release. It's the victory. That's all that. If you can't write the next line well, you're dead. The past doesn't matter.
And you're still writing every night, right?
Not every night. 3 or 4 out of 7. And if I don't get those in, I don't act right. I feel sick. I get very depressed. It's a release. It's a release. It's my psychiatrist letting the shit out. So. It's lucky I get paid for it. I do it for nothing. In fact, I'd pay to do it. You know, the writer. I'd pay people to. Here, I'll give you $10,000 a year if you let me write.
But for years, you weren't paid to write.
No, hell no.
I mean, how long? You worked at the post office 15, 18 years.
No, I quit at the age of 50, yeah.
That was the second time you went back?
Well, you see, I was a carrier and a clerk. Yeah, I quit as a clerk. One night I walked out, and it was pretty chilly. As I was leaving the last night, the guy said, "That old man's got to be crazy quitting a good job like this. What's he going to do?" The other guy said, "God, I don't know. What's he doing? He's lost his mind." No, he didn't say he lost his mind. He's not thinking right. I walked out of that building toward my car down the long, dark street. I thought, Jesus, maybe they're right. But I didn't give a damn. I was ready to go down to Skid Row. I was tired of it all. Screw it.
I used to read Blaise Cendrars.
Oh, he's good. Parts I've read of him, yeah.
That you and he were like brothers.
I've only read portions of him. He was a crotchety old cruddy, outspoken, very interesting guy, yeah. Everything I've read of his I really liked. I should get a hold of more of him.
I've always been trying to find
But him. I get a little bit scared when I read him. I say, this guy's fucking good, like Celine, you know.
Yeah, but even Cendrars reminded me of you more than Celine, because there's something, there's a kind of a brightness.
Yeah.
About
Celine kind of wanders off.
Loses track.
Yeah.
And he gets onto issues.
Yeah.
And Cendrars never did. And Cendrars, I kept saying, this is Bukowski in French. And he's wonderful.
Yeah.
Does he translate it a lot?
There's a couple. I have like two books. Mm-hmm. New Directions brought him out, right?
I don't know. You know, I haven't seen all I've seen him are excerpts, and when I've seen him over there, I said, "This guy is marvelous."
Oh, if I find the book, I should send it down to you then.
Oh, I'd love it. Yeah,
the Cendrars, because he's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He is. Yeah. You don't hear much of him. No.
There's a biography of him out too.
Mm-hmm.
I think
that'd be good.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll look for it.
All right, great.
But Cendrars, because I always said, "Jeez." And I got my kid to read Cendrars because I said he's like Bukowski.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's good. Right.
Anything you can get Hank to read would be great because it's so hard to find something that
he
enjoys.
Read anything.
Something that he hasn't read already.
Okay, well, I'll
check.
Cendrars was my favorite. So it was that he had your spirit, and
I think Barbet never mentioned him.
I don't know. Like I said, I've just run against a page or two here and there.
And it goes, and it clicks, huh?
Yeah, it's nice to really run across somebody who boosts you with their writing, makes you feel good, you know. You say, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Like when I first read Celine, what's the name of that one? I can never
Journey to the End of the Night.
End of Night, or sometimes I say Time. I was laughing in bed and I said, finally, somebody who can write better than I can. And I wasn't jealous at all, I was elated. But then I read his other stuff and it was not so good.
Like J.P. Don Levy, that one book.
I just like. Who?
Don Levy.
Oh, yeah, The Gingerbread Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was great. Mm-hmm. And then his other stuff, I don't know.
Never got that.
No, never.
Salinger.
Yeah, well, Salinger just coughed it up. You've only been going a little over an hour.
Yeah, sure. See?
Yeah,
it's getting better.
You might pick a couple extra.
I doubt it.
Oh, well, I mean, there's an awful lot there.
We'll see. If I get drunk enough, I might feel free-hearted or something.
Oh,
or stupid.
How selfless of you, dear.
Well, let's try to do this first, if we can. Okay.
We're set.